I'm Dee Dee Tostanowski, and I'm with Our Lady Queen of Peace Catholic Church in Arlington, Virginia. The motto of my parish is Mat 25, and everything about Mat 25 causes me to be here. I mean, you know, feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, welcome the stranger. All of it is part of what we're supposed to be doing with our hands and our feet to demonstrate that Jesus is actually still here on earth. Well, the sacredness of family to me really is the whole human family. I mean, I have children, and of course they're extremely important to me, and I would stand in front of a moving train for them. But everybody would do that for their child. Everybody cares about their own child and their own spouse, and so we're all by extension called to care about every single human being. So we're all part of the same family. It's shameful to me that so few of our bishops have spoken out on this in any way, shape, or form, even in their own diocese, much less, you know, more loudly. It disappoints me, but I'm sort of accustomed to being disappointed in the bishops, to be truthful.
Okay, my name is Becky Belcore, B-E-L-C-O-R-E. I work with an organization called NACASAC. It's a National Asian American Organization. We're actually here for the Reuniting Families Act. So we want to both preserve and protect the system that's been in place for over 50 years now, and it allows people to sponsor their stepchildren, which isn't currently allowed. It also has provisions so that if people become orphans or are widows before, and the person who's sponsoring them has passed away, that they can still continue the process of sponsorship instead of it being canceled, which is the way it is now. One thing that's been under threat especially has been the sibling category, because there's a huge backlog around that category in particular, but I think we all know siblings are very important as part of our families and that they should be considered immediate relatives, and so this also strengthens that part of family-based sponsorship. The things that end up happening turn out to be these legislative fights that can get very technical, and you can be taken away from why we're doing this in the first place and what we believe. And I think being able to be together and talk about our faith and be grounded in that helps, again, really center us so that we are able to sustain ourselves throughout the organizing advocacy work and this long-term fight.
G-E-R-A-R-D. M-A-R-A-B-L-E, last name. I represent my congregation, which is Sacred Heart Parish in Camden, New Jersey. And I felt compelled by the Holy Spirit to be here. This is good. I'm glad it happened. But we're, in my opinion, in a very dangerous place right now in this country. If we can justify the treatment of the people at the border, the way children are being treated, the way people are being caged, the way they're being treated in there, and the laws that are bent and changed or ignored, we can do all of that for them, then we can do it for everyone. And in fact, the reason we can do it for them is because we've already been doing it. You see, we've already been doing it to African Americans throughout our history. And in a certain way, concentrating on the president is a distraction. It's a distraction. Because if Congress had acted according to the way it's supposed to act, this president wouldn't be doing and able to do the things that he is doing. It is the fact that the Congress, which is a whole bunch of people, for whatever reasons they chose, expediencies, are not fulfilling their duties as a branch of government to check and balance the other branch of government. Because quite frankly, at this stage in the game, they don't care about the Constitution, they don't care about law. All they care about is maintaining white privilege in the face of the growing number of colored people that are coming into the country, that are here in the country, and who are gonna have the power to vote. And so when they really start voting, these people wanna make sure that the laws and the policies are set so that it doesn't matter. If you got all the lawyers, the judges, and the Supreme Court stacked in your favor, then it doesn't matter. So then they can be the minority. You know, white men, white people can be in the minority now because they still could have all the controlling power. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. That's the provocative thing that needs to be said, in my opinion. This is the challenge at my parish. As I said, my parish consists of African Americans, Hispanics, many of whom are Mexican, a number of whom are undocumented, and white people. Everybody wants to protect their church, because we got three churches. Everybody wants to protect their church. Everybody is saying, well, why don't they come over here? We always go over there. They don't come over here. All three of them say the same thing. That little thing there, that little thing of I'm not going over there, is the basis, is the germ, is the virus of what we got going on right now in this country with regards to the border and everything else. You have to die. All right, these kinds of things require dying. They require dying to your thoughts, your dreams, your story, your wealth, and you know, nobody wants to die. But as I've said to some of my people, I think that's a crucifix up there. There's a body on it. There's a dead guy on it. If you weren't willing to die, then you're being a part of Christianity. Being a part of Catholicism is kind of, you know, what kind of soil are you? You know,